Welcome to this episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the podcast that the entire aim of everything that we communicate here is to put you in the driving seat as being the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. It does not matter where you find yourself right now in your relationship. It doesn't matter how stagnant it feels, it seems. It doesn't matter how seemingly hopeless it can feel in the background of like where, how, where's the capacity, where is the transformation going to arise from me. It does not matter what situation you find yourself in, there is always hope. And there can be some of you guys that, you know, you're tipping along and it's quite nice. It mightn't be so desperate or bad, but you just want that next level. The base message here is, no matter where you find yourself in marriage right now, as a powerful man, the amazing man that you are, the courageous husband who is one of, you know, it's not every guy out there that has had the courage to enter the arena of marriage. So you're all powerful, amazing men, no matter what situation you are. But I want you to set the expectation within yourself that listening in here that your marriage is absolutely definitely going to be transforming for the better progressively, day by day, week by week, month by month. And today's episode is particularly potent, putting it through the magnifying glass for the holiday season. And the holiday season, you know, whether you call the holiday season Christmas or whatever your spiritual, religious, life philosophical perspective and the language you use, end of year, whatever it is, you can use it as holiday season. A lot of you listening in will resonate with that wording, but it's also potent at any given point. What I'm going to be sharing here, it's like if you wanted to create a 2-week marriage transformation turnaround, these 5 steps, this game plan I'm going to be sharing with you, it's going to work. My challenge to you, as always, is it's going to work if and only if you step into radical, extreme ownership of where you're at and your divine, sacred role in transforming your marriage. It's self-leadership. And it's self-leadership. This is what your woman is yearning from you, is that you will take the reins of your marriage, of your life together, of your whole married life. There's like the intimate, your intimate relationship. It's like your sexual relationship. You're really close in together. Then there's your marriage together. It's almost like it's subtly different because marriage has other layers of responsibilities. Then there's your whole entire married life. Your woman, above almost everything else, is that you will take your extreme ownership for your part of leading that. That is not that she wants to submit to your leadership, old style patriarchal type stuff. There can be a lot of backlash from that. There can be confusion in that. But she wants to see that you're capable, willing, and intending to own your shit, your part, and put your connection together with her as man and woman, husband and wife, king and queen, that you, your nervous system, your psyche is willing, not only willing, but you're excited, you're inspired to put your connection together there as a major priority in your life. She's yearning for that, she's looking for that, and when you show up with that, and I'm going to be giving you 5 distinct, easy to implement steps over the holiday season to do so, she's going to be feeling it, and I'm telling you for a fact, she's going to be looking at you differently, responding to you differently, she's going to be warming up to you, it's all going to be fucking like really, really beautiful. So excited to be getting into the thick of this today. The first step, and maybe there's a distinct order in this, and you know, listen to the 5 steps. They build on top of each other in a way. Maybe there's 1 or 2 of them that you're going to really, really like and you're going to go off. But my challenge to you is stay really live to take away points that you are committed to implementing. Listening passively does not do it. You're actively hunting for what is that part that you are going to commit to implement. That's where massive transformation. And I keep reminding you of that. I really don't ever want this to be an easy passive ride for you that you can just listen on the way from work, on your jog, whatever, and it's just, it's going in the background, like background noise. I mean, switch on radio, switch on some other stuff like that if you just want to busy your mind. This is about creating marriage transformation. It takes extreme ownership. So setting that context always and reminding you of it. Number one, over the holiday season, gift your woman appreciation for everything. You know, in the busyness of the year, in all the different tasks, the chores, the responsibilities that you have as a man, as a husband, and work, as a parent, in your whole married life together, and then your woman on top of that, all the responsibilities she has, very often, it can get into same shit, different day, taking for granted that the other person is just going to be there. I remind you of this again and again. Repetition is mastery. You know, taking your woman for granted that she's going to be there tomorrow. Because, like, you know, you've seen the pattern. When you're married, she's there every the next morning. She's there. That evening, she's there going to bed together. That, like, it happens like this. But the worst thing that happens in marriage and the most predominant unconstructive negative pattern that comes is pretty much underlined by this. It's the same shit, different day, taking for granted of your woman. That's like the pattern within man. Of course, does it happen? Is there two-way traffic in that? Like, it does happen. But I'm speaking with you now, so my challenge is for you to take ownership for your part. The conscious practice of appreciation is one of the most potent strategies. The feminine grows by appreciation. Masculine and feminine sacred teachings, you know, the masculine core of us grows by challenge. We have our feminine part as well. It's not that we don't have a part in us as men that needs appreciation, but, you know, this is just focusing it for this next 2 weeks to light up your woman, to light up this beautiful woman that plays such a sacred part in your human existence as a man. I mean, if you have the capacity within you, and you do, to light up her nervous system, her psyche, her spiritual energetic center, her sexual system. If you have that capacity, and appreciation is one of the potent ways of doing it, and you don't use it, well, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You know, let's think about this. If you're having a certain experience in your health, and there's a medicine that's there available to you, and you choose not to use it, but you complain about having ill health. You're complaining about, oh, my sore back, but somebody gives you the exercises to do, but and you don't do them. Like, at some point, we've got to take ownership for dragging our ass through life and tolerating a substandard level of lived experience. And this is in any realm. I talked about health, there could be your finances, but like within the context of marriage, appreciation works. It's like guaranteed to improve your married life experience. It's guaranteed to improve the level of intimacy you experience with your woman. It's guaranteed to improve your capacity to communicate with her, to connect with her, to get all that beautiful, juicy smiles back from her, her hugs, her heart opening to you. It's like it creates a path of least resistance. It's incredibly effective. So if you don't use it, that's all on you. It's really simple. And that's why I keep putting out there, if you've been listening into the podcast, you will hear me. I talk about appreciation. Now, what I really want to challenge you guys listening in, and, you know, it's this part where, you know, the rational-minded male, we very often think that, well, if I've heard it before, you know, I know this. It's almost like a part of your mind could already have switched off. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I know... You know, Marcus said, or I've read a bit of David Aida, I know masculine, feminine, like, I know this shit, like, yeah, appreciation, I've heard it before, you know, I've heard it in the men's group. You'd think by your rational mind being able to recognize, yeah, there's a pattern of me hearing this, that you've realized it. But to realize appreciation, the only time you have realized how potent appreciation is in marriage is when it becomes a way of life, is when, you know, your woman, your wife, your queen, your goddess experiences a river, a daily river of appreciation flowing towards her. That's what I'm talking about here. Knowing it, like, oh yeah, well, you know, I know meditation. It's like, I know meditation is good for your mind. But like, have you meditated, you know, every single day for the last 365 days? And have you experienced, like, is that a way of life? Knowing meditation is good isn't worth shit. There's so many good intentions. And good intentions, I'm getting into more global perspective here, guys. Good intentions, you will find, aren't worth fucking shit in life, in any endeavor. I know that every single one of you, when you get to slow down, you have good intentions as a husband. You have good intentions as a lover. But as the old saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I really, really invite you not to wait till you get to hell in relationship when your body says no, because you've been living so unhappily, your wife's been living so unhappily, one of you manifest, you know, a cancer or some psychosomatic bodily illness where your body just goes, look, I've been experiencing so much unhappiness, one or other of you, I'm experiencing so much unhappiness, I didn't want to break up the marriage, but my body just has broken down, dis-ease, a lack of ease. Don't wait to that point. Don't wait till your wife says no, till she goes, fuck, I'm just sick and tired of the same shit different day. I'm sick and tired of, like, you know, just the same old wounded shit, the same old patterns. I've enough of this. Don't wait to that point. Getting back on track here. Number one, gift her appreciation for everything. Those building in that context is really important, and I unapologetically do it. Particularly at Christmas, you know, you notice her every effort as a gift of her love for you. You know, and I know there's a lot of efforts that us men, that we do around the home in preparation. It could be putting the lights up, putting the trees up, putting, like, you know, there's sort of old, well, there can be these sort of, oh, the man does that and the woman does that and whatever. You know, I don't really get into that. Matilda predominantly does the cooking. Is that an old style pattern? Well, Matilda just likes cooking more than I do. So whatever it is your unique system goes with, like, screw the whole prejudice sort of things of, oh, you know, there shouldn't be men, like, we should all be equal. Whatever your ecosystem works by, whatever your wife feels inspired to do and you feel inspired to do and the balance you have, work with that. That might transform in time, but go with what happens. But whatever your woman does, appreciate everything of it. See and notice the efforts that she's making. You know, don't just do the same shit different day. It's like, well, she's doing it and I'm doing it and we just get the thing done and, like, Christmas happens and the holidays happen, whatever your version is of end of year, the season happens. No, I'm inviting you to notice all the acts, like every action she takes. And there's many different things. Like, a lot of the time, the feminine loves the preparation of the nest. It's like the home. Having it looking lovely, having it warm, welcoming, loving, nurturing, you know, having the place looking nice and the impact that has on the feelings of other people. Notice that. Appreciate her for that. How she dresses and how she looks good. This is important at any time of year, but notice the details. Every little difference you notice, and especially like in the small little things that you normally, you know, you mightn't, I mean, she might be wearing the same dress, like it could be the third, fourth, it could be her favorite dress, but just let her know, it's like, wow, I've just, like, wow, how you look. Any wonder that's your favorite dress? You just look so good in that. In her mothering, you know, for you powerful kings that have kids, time of year, there can be presents depending on your tradition and your approach, like presence and the setup and creating a lovely experience for the kids. Notice how she mothers. There can be deep wounds and deep inadequacies that women feel around mothering. Just appreciate the tiny details. The King Kong of all of this is, notice her communications of love towards you. Nothing can be more meaningful for the feminine core to have her expression of love towards you, her expression of kindness. You know, when she hugs you, she thanks you, she kisses you. That special little thing that on a day off together, you know, over the holiday season, a lot of time, you know, there can be, not all the time, but there can be windows of opportunity where you have holidays together. When there's a bit more time when, you know, you're together and she prepares you to, I have it down here in my notes, your afternoon coffee and mince pies. I don't know where in the world you are, but if you don't have mince pies around holiday season, I mean, I'm sorry for that, guys. Like, it's not my fault. That's just fucking bad karma. Mince pies are the thing for me. That's on my notes. Matilda, like, one thing she does at Christmas, she got them the other day. There's a French baker at the local market. Side note, but this is just something that I celebrated in her the other day. And this guy, he does mince pies, and they're actually super expensive. I think my financial wounds, different things, I sort of deny myself sometimes the odd time I'll treat myself, but I'm like, ah, Jesus, like they're 11 bucks, 11 euro for like just six of them. But I was feeling sick during the week and I didn't get to the market. She came back and she was like, oh, do you know, we've got a surprise for you. And I sort of knew, I saw the box. But when I got them out, I showered her with appreciation. It's like, wow, like you just really know that that's a beautiful experience. This is like a childhood thing of mine, been a favorite thing of mine for years. She knows that. She went out and beyond and she knew it was coming in. She's like, oh, we've this special surprise for you. It was a tsunami of appreciation. And I didn't do that before. Like, here's the thing. What I want you to hear more than anything is like the before and after in my experience. I can speak very passionately to this now because I know like appreciation has transformed everything. It's like probably the number one strategy. If there is a strategy, it's the easiest, highest leverage strategy that I use every day. It's a way of life because it makes everything easier for me in showing up as a husband. But like, I was not doing this before. I might have like mumbled a thank you, but like that was about it. Now I make a big thing about it. I make it a sacred thing. It's like I spoke for a couple of minutes, like, oh, I've just really enjoyed, like by the end of having the mince pies and a bit of coffee, it's like, I've just so enjoyed. It's so enjoyable to be honored by you, that you know that's special. That means you were thinking about me in the market, that you were coming home, you know, you spoke with the girls, that you came in. It's like there just was a whole ritual or event about your gifting of this to me. It's like that makes me feel so special. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She was on fire. Her eyes were lit up. You know, her heart was open. She was like, oh, it's no problem. It's like, no, it is. Like, you know, she was sort of trying to downplay it. I was like, this is really special. This is beautiful that you would think of me like this and that you do this. Thank you so much. And, you know, playing to the part. It's like, hey, you know, like, you know, I wouldn't get them for myself and that you do that. It's like, oh, I feel so loved and so honored as a man in this moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On a level, guys. The issue, and I know myself for years, my rational mind not really feeling into life, in being in my emotional system. My rational mind is like, well, it's not such a big thing. You know, it's like the part of our mind that downgrades the simple things. You know, the 2 week holiday together going skiing or to the Caribbean for, you know, the summertime, because we've worked our ass off like 48 weeks of the year, we're like, that's the big shit. And our mind goes and our nervous system goes, okay, it's go time. Everybody should be hyper appreciative of this. Why? Because we've worked our ass off to get there. Yet it's the simple little things. That's where you can cream it in relationship and light your woman up. And you'll see her eyes and you'll see her face. She will come alive and love it. So be a river of appreciation. A river of appreciation over the holiday season with her. I've a couple of super high potent ideas that came true. You know, take the time. This is a suggestion. Nay, it's a challenge. Write a handwritten goddess appreciation letter. Have that as one of your presents. Have it as like a present under the tree, or have it a present, a New Year present. Honoring the privilege, like expressing how it's such an honor and a privilege to be her husband. Print off a sweet, beautiful photo, put it in together. Fucking sprinkle some, I don't know, flower petals in it. Make it really special. Handwritten letter of absolute, explicit, detailed appreciation of everything you appreciate about your woman. I mean, you know, it's easy to go out and I celebrate, you know, it's not a thing that it's not worthy, but it's really easy to go out and spend $200, $100, whatever is available financially. Man, you could cream it and go, you like some of ye amazing guys could have the capacity to go out and buy like a $10,000 fucking dollar piece of jewelry. That's beautiful. This letter is worth infinitely more. And it costs nothing. The presents that cost nothing are the highest impact presents. They're the most meaningful. What you're investing is not your money. It's your heart and your soul and the vulnerability to express your heart and soul in your appreciation offer. Try that one out. A goddess appreciation letter. An amazingly powerful one. This is like, okay, there again, depending on your perspective, like I was just thinking, like the 12 days of Christmas, you know, the 12 messages of Christmas. Just get funky, groovy over the 12 days or fucking 14 days or 10 days, whatever your holiday period. And every single day, send her like a text message or a written note throughout the house that she finds spontaneously, that you've just got like quirky jokes or romantic expressions of love and appreciation for her. I'm just giving you ideas. It's like spoon feeding. If every single one of you did one of these ideas just in the appreciation part, that would transform the whole Christmas for you. I want you to know it's that fucking simple. Marriage transformation is simple. Doing the same thing again and again and again and again and expecting that your marriage will improve, that's insanity. That's what most of us do. So, number one, gift her appreciation for everything. Be a river off that. That will transform your whole holiday season and light things up. Number two, we're only getting going. So it's like there's 5 points here. This is setting you up for an insane experience in your marriage over the holiday season. I'm really... so excited to be like building this up for you, because I know every single one of you, you're going to be you powerful, badass guys. You're going to transform your marriage in the next 2 weeks. This is going to be the best holiday season you've ever experienced in your marriage if you implement this stuff. It's that simple. Number two, gift her presents. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Not the Christmas presents type thing. Gift her presents. Now, there's so much that can be spoken about this. The last week, I've been feeling a little bit off. Like, I mean, I was reading a Buddhist book. I mean, it's 190 pages all about presents, ultimately. Conscious presence is the masculine gift. The masculine life practice is embodying conscious presence. Embodied consciousness is just being that witnessing awareness there. In the modern life, one of the simplest things that I'm going to suggest that will be of deepest meaning to your woman, and when I say to your woman, like in your marriage transformation, you know, this game plan to be the hero husband, it extends into parenting as well. It's the whole family unit. So, you know, it's just a nod to those sacred guys that have kids as well. Stop scrolling on your phone. I will be doing more on this going forward. It's one of the most ruinous things in deep intimate relationships in modern life. It's horrific to a point that I don't want to get into the thing. It's like just that companies are creating such a voracious technology to strip us off our capacity to remain present. So it's like it's a neutral thing. I'm not going to say it's good or bad. I'm not going to go into that philosophical argument or ethical argument about it. I just want to underline, it's ruinous for connection between yourself and your woman. It's ruinous for connection within yourself, your connection to yourself, to your truth, to your happiness in the moment. Constantly, impulsively being distracted, scrolling down, 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 social media, going to this, going to that, going to the other. And by extension to entertainment, you know, it's like the next, the next, the next, like modern entertainment, there's so many options available. I invite you and challenge you to stop scrolling. And I'm going to invite you, this is to make it really useful, because there can be such a habit there. It's not to, I'm not here to shame you or say it's wrong, but if and when you get caught, if you become aware that you're scrolling, then kick into one of these steps in the game plan. Oh, you catch yourself scrolling, then write her a quick note of appreciation. Appreciate whatever she's doing in the moment. I talk about the other parts, but like, maybe just keep the appreciation thing. If you catch yourself scrolling on the phone beyond like the 1 minute check of an email that you were meant to do, and you're 10 minutes later, you're there, half an hour or worse, so, you know, just then have a game plan to get back in action. Then invest yourself, be present with your kids, then be present with your woman, appreciate, just, you know, speak with her, have a beautiful conversation with her, go for a walk together, then get some presence time. The gift of nourishment to your own nervous system is going to be the third step in this. Get some time in nature, leave the phone at home, get out into nature, you know, walk down by the river in a forest, go for a walk with your dog, some time with brothers, then do something better with your nervous system. Scrolling time is anti-marriage, is anti-good parenting, is anti-connection, it's anti-presence. Anything that takes your attention and awareness away from the present moment, that destroys marriages. So do the opposite. And when you do the opposite, listen, you know, when you're present with your woman, listen to her. I will encourage you, like, show up like never before, that in this time of the year, as I say, like, there's a lot of the times, not always, but there will be more days where, you know, there's times off together. I hope you can manage to have that experience. But be present. Having a few extra days together or a week together, but you're not present, it's actually more hurtful that when you have time together over a holiday season and somebody's not present. You know, at least the rest of the year, there's an excuse. It's like, oh, my husband, yeah, but he's busy, and there's the commute, and there's this, and there's that, and there's all the activities, the school activities, the evening activities. There's all the busyness. It's really hurtful for you as well, but for the feminine in our women, it's really hurtful when we are there with them physically and we're not present. That's really hurtful, because they have no rationalization to protect him from the hurt. It's like, he's here with me all day, but he has never been with me. He's been scrolling on his phone, he's been checking stuff, he's been busy doing shit, but he's never actually seen me. Again, presence makes appreciation way more simple. They sort of go hand in hand. But when he's with me, it's just small talk. No, I'm, you know, the gifting her presence through conversation is listening to her. Listening not just to the words, but how's she feeling? Getting present in your body so you're really feeling what's live in your woman in that moment. So present that you're feeling and empathizing with what's going on. There can be certain challenges that she's experienced over the holiday seasons. Being present that if she's saying nice things to you, you're opening up to that. Be present. One of the key tools and exercises in that, in being present, in the simplest sense, is just get conscious with your breath. Breathe down into your belly as you're present with her at the table, you know, around the home. Breathe down into your tummy. Just start being conscious of your breathing. When you start doing that, you don't have to have high level Zen or Buddhist or mindfulness techniques and like, oh, what is presence? Once you become aware of your breath, you're in your body and your whole nervous system becomes way more open and present. It's a really cool life hack to get your presence going. So number one, gift her appreciation for everything. Number two, gift her presence. Stop scrolling. Don't get caught up in your head. Get really present. Listen to her. Be there full heart, fully in your body. Number three, gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system. So often, we, in the background of our nervous systems, in our minds as men, we love our woman, we love our married life, we love a lot of the stuff, you know, when we get time to reflect on it, we actually love a ton of stuff. What's present in our life and the marriage we have created. But in the background, in so many men, there's a hidden unspoken resentment. And it's there because the vast majority of men, we've been conditioned not to own our needs. We learned from early childhood trauma that, you know, our authentic self, our needs, our masculine needs, our needs for solitary time, our needs to feel safe, our needs for, you know, our needs. The needs of our nervous system to replenish, to rejuvenate, to feel good in ourselves, to feel grounded. We learned to suppress that. And as a result, in marriage, we bring this old inherited behavioral psychological pattern of not owning our needs. And that's what creates such a resentment, that when our wives ask us to do X, Y, or Z, or we have certain chores or responsibilities, we do them because we're good guys. But it's like our nervous system just hasn't recharged. And if you don't take ownership of creating sacred times over the holiday season to recharge your battery, where your battery comes back to full charge, and from that full charge, then when you show up with your woman, you're fully there. It's easier. You're fully energized. You're feeling alive as a man. You're feeling grounded. You're feeling renewed and refreshed. And from there, you love her. From there, you kiss her. From there, you converse with her. From there, you make love. From there, you go on a walk together. From there, you parent, etc. From there, you do. Your just presence in the household is going to be radiating love in your highest energized, revitalized sense of self. If you don't make conscious time for nourishing your nervous system. And your nervous system, I focus on that, it's like your body, but your nervous system, that it gets time to reground, to come back home, to settle in. The busyness of, like, a lot of times there can be a super busy, you know, coming into landing, preparing, ticking off stuff, end of year accounts. There can be, you know, the Christmas party, there's a ton of stuff that happens at work to end the year off in a positive note, and you're setting the foundation and planning for the next year. It can be pretty intense no matter what job you're in. So there are a lot of demands on your nervous system. Time of year, work, family, preparing the house, getting the presents. You know, like, there's a ton of stuff going on. Then the kids can be off school, so there's more demands on top of it. If you do not make time to tend to your needs, you're not going to have a full tank of gas available to you to do the appreciation, to gift your presence. So the first two are actually very much dependent. Maybe I should have had, like, gift yourself, nourishment of your nervous system as the first one, as the building the foundation. What does that look like? Gifting yourself nourishment of your nervous system. Sometimes, maybe as a term, it can be like, what the fuck does that mean, Mark? It's like, yeah, I can gift myself nourishment. What's nourishment? Nourishment for my nervous system is a cup of coffee. You know, give me a 5-minute cup of coffee, I'm good to go. I was reading some John Wineland, his new book, From the Core. A beautiful slowing down on it. Time in nature. It's like time in nature. Getting out into a woodland, by a river, out in your back garden, listening to the birds, listening to the silence. I mean, lovely days here recently here in Ireland where it's been like -6 or -7, quite atypical, but beautiful. I got out a few days, even though I was feeling really unwell. I had a chest infection, flare up of asthma, it doesn't matter. But like when I did get out, walking down the road and the crunch of the frost under my feet and feeling the freshness of the air breathing in and seeing my breath out, and, you know, just hearing some of the birds cheeping and chirping, and there was a lovely sun, and just it was so rejuvenating to be in nature for those times. Time block with no tasks or responsibilities. So again, the good guy, the nice guy, we had Dr. Robert Glover there recently. It's been such a popular episode of No More Mr. Nice Guy. The nice guy persona that is so dominant in us guys is like this really well-intentioned guy that meets the needs of everybody else, is the yes man. It's like yes to every, we try to say yes to everything that our wife asks of us. We try to do the good parenting. And there's all great intentions in this, and it's a beautiful thing. We say yes to every single thing in the neighborhoods. We say yes to, you know, friends and family members. Oh, here, we want to come over and visit for a couple of days. We say yes, absolutely. And we end up denying ourselves our own sacred needs. We put our own needs on the back burner all the time, predominantly. This is why I'm saying gift yourself nourishment of your own nervous system over the holiday season. Mini time blocks. Maybe it's a stretch for you to ask for a whole morning just to yourself one of the days. Maybe just a half an hour. If you have that time, you know, half an hour every day. It's like, hey, I just want to have this time block where I'm just going to chill, back room. You know, you pick up your guitar that you haven't played in ages. And you play the guitar, you read a book, you sit down, you journal. Might be just you just listen to some music or you just sit. Your time block of no task or responsibility could be you go for a walk. You mix it in with going to nature. It's like, I'm just going out. I don't want to bring the dog. I don't want to bring the kids for a walk. It's just this me time. Part of this, and this, I'm going to be doing other episodes off this, is like when you speak to that, if that's a new habit or a new thing, can be quite the charge in doing that. It's like, it's part of, you can say to your woman, it's like, hey, I know things are busy. I want 20 minutes, half an hour of time to myself. So I'll recharge my batteries. And when I come back, I'm going to be so completely here. I'm doing it because I want to recharge my batteries. So I'll be more present with you, so I can appreciate you, so I can be more, you know, I can serve the kids, be more present with all of you guys to create a beautiful experience here over the holiday season. Bake it in. And this is not part of justifying. But when you're owning your needs to recharge, bake it into the system consciously and communicate directly that it's for the benefit of the whole family. There's an intention that to benefit yourself. And when you come back from that walk and from that half an hour, come with higher energy, come with more appreciation, come with more presence. You know? Just make sure that that time block actually serves the whole family and it's palpable within it. Sometimes we can have time blocks to ourselves, and there again, a time block ourselves, and you scroll on your phone and you come back less present than you were beforehand. That's bullshit. That's not what I'm talking about. And the gift of nourishment to your nervous system is that you feel better, you feel more present, you feel re-energized, you feel revitalized, you feel calmer. It needs to be an embodied experience. Number four is gift your woman nourishment, a nourishment time block for her nervous system, or several of them. You know, it's like the feminine wounds can very often be that, like, they put so much pressure on themselves. We have our own version of it, the Mr. Nice Guy persona. There can be so much cultural conditioning that, you know, the woman can find that there's a sense of perfection, that there's so much pressure on her to create the perfect holiday season, to serve everybody up, to get everybody else's needs met, etc., 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 that she doesn't know how to meet her own needs. And this is actually why the two go hand in hand. And it's a really potent thing. It's like, when you consciously own your own needs, well, make sure that your woman gets the gift of that. Now, how that looks like, you know, I create it, your leadership, what's necessary here. It's not enough to go, you know, nice guy is like, oh, honey, you know, it's like, you know, I think you should take, you know, like the morning off to yourself. you know, go for a walk, go do yoga, whatever it is that rejuvenates her system is a deep, meaningful self-care time for her. It's not enough to think like you've nailed it as a husband and just tell her to go off. She's got to feel, and that the, you know, if this is a new thing for her, and quite often it's quite the challenge, you've got to prepare a safe environment that she knows and is confident. And like, back this shit up, guys. This is like one of the most meaningful things when you do it consciously. But if you just do it in with a throwaway lack of intentionality and lack of preparing the ground at home yourself for what she returns to, it backfires. And so it should. Because if you do this sort of nice guy, you just pepper it in because you hear it here. You're like, oh, you know, go off, honey, and have some time to yourself. And she comes back to bedlam. She comes back to the kids haven't got out of bed when they're meant to get out of bed. There was meant to be lunch prepared. The room was meant to be tidied up because there's visitors coming later on that evening. And she has went away for the 2 hours and she has had her renewal time. She went to the spa. She went for a walk. She went to the pool. She went for her jog. She did whatever it is that gets her feeling good about herself. And she comes back to bedlam. She comes back to confusion. She comes back to disorder in the house. And you're there sitting having, you know, you just started scrolling for an hour, you're watching TV. Yeah, you might have went playing with the kids and you're being a good guy, but certain commitments that needed to have happened, she comes back and they're not done. That classically can happen. What's really important here is she has time. And when she has that sacred time, she knows she comes back to a witnessing of increased presence, of you owning everything that's going on. That might mean that you have the lunch ready on the table or you have the prep, you have tidied up. Show leadership. Create a safe space that she can have a safe, reliable experience that she knows and she can deepen in her trust of you. She can go, wow, I've enjoyed going away this morning. I had a massage. I had whatever experience, but I've come back and oh my God, like the kids are all dressed. They're all up. They're all ready. We were to go away later on this afternoon. He's packed a car. He packed the things. It's like, wow, what just happened there? Again, this is all available to you, but you've got to bring presence and embodied intentionality into it. So number one, gift her appreciation for everything. Number two, in your holiday season hero husband game plan, number two is gift her presence. Number three, gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system, time rejuvenation for you. Number four, gift your beautiful queen her nourishment time, a time block for her nervous system to come back home and rejuvenate and bring, so it's she can bring her best. Number five, and this is like, definitely 1, 2, 3, 4 leads up to number 5. Deep intimate time. Gift yourselves time-free lovemaking. In the busyness of it all, of meeting the kids' needs, there could be Santa, there's presents, people coming over, you know, probably maybe more exuberant meal preparation time, etc. And like, in all of that, make sure to be the husband that prioritizes creating a beautiful time-free lovemaking space. Literally, if you don't have a schedule in time, make sure that there's a time there that you get on top of it. You're like, that busyness does not take over all of your days, where there's activities everywhere, where you're arriving to the nighttime, where you're just like screwed tired because there's so much been happening. No, find one, at least one, but are several pockets where you can go, hey, honey, see that morning there, you know, the whatever day we had, we were at home the day before, you know, we can get up a little bit earlier and we'll just have that time. Or if nighttime is your thing, whatever, create a time and prepare a beautiful space. Go above and beyond what you normally do. Very often, the vast majority of times, guys don't do anything in the space. For myself, years, it was years where, like, what? The bedroom was the bedroom. How the bedroom was, the bedroom was. Like, the bedroom going to bed regular night, the bedroom going to bed when it's, you know, trying to create some lovemaking on date night, etc. I mean, it's just a bedroom. What I like for the highest leverage impact here, again, you know, if you just want to do the same shit different day, well, you're going to get the same shit different day response from your woman. This is where raise the bar of what you expect from yourself as a lover, as a husband, as a man, so your woman will raise her expectations. But this is how you transform your marriage. You can't transform a company without raising your standards as a CEO. You can't transform your health without raising your standards as a health conscious being and setting your habits and rituals up with it. It's like it defies universal law. It defies all the laws of the universe, of life, of human psychology. You've got to raise your standards here, guys. So when I'm talking about, you know, prepare a beautiful space for lovemaking, take time. I did it there recently where, you know, hey, we went through a little bit of a period where things, after a few months of actually having sensational lovemaking, the best in years, there was a build-up of me implementing all of this type of stuff. There was a change in life habits. There was a change in how we were structuring the ecosystem of lives. And it sort of caught up with us. And for a number of weeks, it was like, oh, it just the lovemaking sort of dampened down quite a bit. And what turned it all around was one of the days I went around the whole cottage, and it's like a small sort of a place. I got all the candles that I could find in the whole house. And boy, getting them all up the stairs, you know, with Matilda in the kitchen, we have to go through the kitchen up the stairs. She was there. So I was trying to get them up privately up the house. There was like, I don't know, 10, 12 different candles and the candle holders, the whole lot. But making all of this effort to create a beautiful space, she dropped to tears when she came in, and she's like, oh my God, like the whole room was lit up with candles. And it just was a reminder to me again. It's like, I know this for years. I know how important this is, but it's like, man, just in the business of all, just forgetting how deeply impactful this is. The lovemaking was off the charts. It was beautiful. The time-free lovemaking prepared a beautiful space. Candles, I've mentioned. If music is a thing that does it, do it. Flowers. How can you bring flowers? Can you get some flowers? Can you put petals down? Can you like just go get ultra romantic on it? Make her feel special, because why? She have her witness that your preparation, you have went above and beyond what you've ever done before. Or if you have done it before, she's like, yeah, I've memories of him doing that in the beginning of the relationship, but like, you know, the busyness and same shit, different day, and the subconscious taking me and our marriage and our intimate life for granted. Like, bring the fire of intentionality back in. Make it special. Time of year, depending where you are in the year, I know in Ireland, get the heating right. It can sound simple, but we can have these things of, oh, you can get it all looking wonderful, but just have it warm. Incense. Then the time-free element, you know, you can do all that, the preparation of the space, but then you just come with the hop up, grunt, grunt, rub, rub, you know, sort of, you're just beelining straight for orgasm, for ejaculation, you know, the masculine release, and then that's it. Time-free loving is you slow down, and it's like light touch and tickle, and you're there, and the room is warm, and the lighting is by candlelight, so the lighting is softening in itself, and it's warm enough that the blankets are off, and you're just there lying naked together, and you might cuddle, and there might be a bit of chat or a bit of laugh, and it's just like being together, and it's slow. You're communicating the time-free part that I'm talking about. This is like, it's like, I was about to say it's high-end tantra. It's just simple. It's fundamental tantric lovemaking. That psychologically, you make sure in that time that you're making love, that your nervous system and your woman's nervous system have time to come home, to soften. No matter what you've been doing for the days leading up to it, you've time to get present and soften and be completely there. That can take up to like 40, 45 minutes from a regular day to soften and like unknot the tensions and the efforts of the day, and then you're finally fully there in the warm room with everything in the environment supporting you, feeling good and feeling connected, and then you make love, and like, well, it's all making love, but then, you know, you bring both of your bodies home to this beautiful experience. Part of this, actually, if you want to talk about it from a strategic leadership perspective, there's a CEO part of me, like, you know, you've got to show leadership. There's a lot of practical things to take care of and prioritize to make a marriage work and deep intimacy work. But like, when you're talking about in your time-free lovemaking, if that's at the end of the day for some of you, the gift of nourishment of your nervous system, yours and hers, if you had that in the same day as you're creating that, so it actually supports, there's a supporting of your nervous system having a beautiful day. Don't put the time-free lovemaking at the end of having visitors for the whole day where like there was just a ton of stuff going on. Get as conscious about how you arrange the thing. In all of this, okay, so there's actually the five steps. Number one, gift her appreciation for everything. It's always a powerhouse strategy. It's the highest leverage thing you can do. Be a river of it. It's much easier to be appreciative of her when you're present. Be aware. Be there with your eyes and your ears and your heart and your nervous system open, receptive, in the space, aware of what's going on. So you see her, you witness her, you're in your body, you're in your feeling. You're not getting distracted by bullshit agendas of other people around the world, entertainment and social media and all that crap. You know, it's like, be there loving and witnessing the joy it is to have your woman there. Number three and four is the gifting of nourishment to yourself. Set your foundation, set her foundation. And number five, gift yourself time-free lovemaking. In all of this, this is a challenge to your leadership as a man, as a husband, as a, you know, you're the king in that castle. A reminder, no reliance on good intentions. Good intentions are pretty fucking useless. Let's just call it out for what it is. The number one thing that happens in the holiday season is that good intentions get shredded up. You know, you can have enter it having good intentions of, oh, I just want to have time to get off for a jog, or get off to see the boys. I have good intentions to, I just wanted to get time to work out. I wanted to have good intentions to actually make love with your wife a bit more, to connect with them. And then life happens. Other people's agendas. Spontaneous people go, oh, here, you know, let's come over. Like, it's been ages. We haven't met up. And all of a sudden, that day that you hadn't expressed the need and you hadn't spoken it to your woman and you hadn't scheduled it in, you know, there was that day that you were like, oh, well, that would have been perfect. And then these people come in and they're loving people and you're there, Mr. Nice Guy, going, oh yeah, but sure, it was nice, it's been a long time since I saw my mate and his family and they were in the area. So, but that's the number one complaint of people at the end of the holiday season. The time just got taken up. We're like, where did the holidays go? And you go back to work in the new year feeling, fuck, you know, it's like, was there any holiday? You know, oh, the classic thing I've heard is like, oh, you need a holiday after the holiday. This is where my challenge to you is leadership. You've got to make connection with yourself and connection with your woman a number one priority in the holiday season. This is a key time of year where, in essence, there's a coming into landing on one full year. And you're setting up the foundation for how you will enter the next year. It's potent. Psychologically, there's this coming home. It's like Northern Hemisphere. I know it's like it's winter time. A lot of you guys listening in. But it's like it's the winter time. It's coming into landing. And then the springtime, you bound forth like a spring lamb into the new year. This is really a key psychological time to set the end of the year in a beautiful, memorable way, but set the next year up and set your marriage up, your married life, your sex life up, your relationship and connection with your woman. Set it up in the most beautiful way possible. But as I say, you've got to prioritize it and schedule it and show leadership. You can't just expect life to prioritize rituals and time blocks for your marriage. It's not, you know, there's no point. Don't fucking blame your friend for coming in with his whole family, and then they said they'd stay for lunch, and then they're there at like 10 o'clock that night. Don't blame them. You didn't schedule the time. You didn't say, you didn't have it prepared where your wife and yourself had set by from your leadership. You're like, hey, see that day there, honey. I'd love that as like the, that's the time block. You'll have your time. I'll have my time, and then some time free loving. You know, when you have your block, I'll be with the kids. I have my time block. You'll have the kids, whatever. And then a beautiful evening together. That's our time. So that you're prepared, that your wife is prepared, you're prepared, that when somebody says, oh, can you come over, that the default nice thing is, come over Tuesday. Tuesday was that day. Have it scheduled in. Own your needs. That's the type of leadership from you that will have your woman looking at you going, oh my God, he actually is practically on the ground in the arena of our marriage, fully prioritizing this. It's not just words from him on, you know, Christmas Day, on my birthday, on Valentine's Day, on date night. Oh, you know, you're so important. This is real leadership. It really is that meaningful for him. So you set boundaries on visitors, conscious, loving boundaries, because you have a schedule in. Set boundaries on the amount of activities and days away, that you don't just do a default days away, that it gets busy, busy, busy. Have beautiful times doing other things and seeing people for sure, but make sure connection with yourself and your woman is a number one priority. The other part to it, like coming into landing here, is be 10 out of 10 committed and grounded in your set intention as a husband. Express it to your woman. Don't tiptoe around this like, oh, I've listened to the podcast and yeah, I'd like to fit this in, but I don't know like how I communicate this with my woman. Will she get it? Will she want it? Will she be receptive? Own your shit. That's my challenge to you. Like, communicate it with her directly. It's like, hey, honey, you know, whatever your words are, but it's like, I want to create the most connection together in any holiday season we've ever had since we've been married. I really want that this year. I don't want to get lost in all the busyness, in visitors coming over, in just crazy partying and whatever it is. I don't want to get totally lost. I want to have a beautiful time with all these other people, with your family, my family, with friends. But I want us to feel more deeply connected by the end of this holiday season than we've ever done before, any other holiday season. I want this to set a new standard. I really want that with you. I intend to do that. You are that important to me. I'm making our marriage experience together like as one of my highest priorities going forward. It's that important to me. I want to have a beautiful married experience with you going forward. Let her know. Bake in the conscious, radically honest, taking extreme ownership as the powerful king you are of your intentions. Speak it. Speak that reality into your reality. Get it out of your mind. You know, it's the old law of attraction stuff. If you can see it in here, you'll see it in here. You know, you'll see it in the palm of your hand. But bring it out. Speak it, own it. And that's the leadership that your woman is looking from you. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited here coming into landing. You've got the game plan. That's what I'm saying to you. It's like, as I say, the intention here every episode is to put you in the driving seat of becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. There's the strategy. You've got the strategy. I mean, if you focus in on these five steps for whatever it is, 12 days of Christmas, 14 days, whatever like that the holiday season is for you, and you go to town on this, gift her appreciation for everything, gift her presence, stop scrolling, get off, get present, gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system, time in nature, time block, no task responsibilities, so you can rejuvenate some time with heartfelt brothers, etc. Nourishment time block for your woman's nervous system, and then create with exceptional dedication to and creating an impeccable space, you know, time-free lovemaking together. By God, at least once, but if you can do it several times, that it's that like stupendous, you know, like real ultra conscious effort to it, you're going to have an exceptional marriage transformation over the holiday period. This can and will, if you implement all of these with your 10 out of 10 capacity as the powerful king and manifester you are, you every single one of you listening in today, and there's increasing numbers, every single one of you today, I want you to listen to this like I'm speaking directly to you. Every single one of you today can have a radical marriage transformation experience with your woman over the holiday season. That is what I want for you. If you play your unique role in this, your unique expression of these steps in your life and your terms with what feels inspired by you, you can light up your woman, light up yourself, and the sexual connection and marriage connection is going to be amazing and set the foundation that 2023 is going to be the most amazing transformative year in your married life, that you will look back and it's never been better. That's what I want for you. I know deep down that's what you want for yourself. You want your woman looking at you, knowing that you're the king that she chose very well, that she is the luckiest woman alive to have you as the husband, and you're the luckiest man alive to have her. Why would you want any other married life experience? Why would you want any more sexual experience? I mean, if you're going to play the game all in and enjoy the results that come at playing with your whole heart in it. Sending you lots of love, guys. Really appreciating you. Wishing each and every single one of you, yes, marriage transformation, but coming into landing, you know, nearing the end of 2022 here, you know, wishing you profound self-love and acceptance in your own inner world experience as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a human being, and the marriage transformation that can come from that. Go have a beautiful holiday season, knowing that better husbands today, better world tomorrow. And for you kings listening in that want to gift yourselves and your marriage the greatest start to 2023 imaginable, well then, the new Be the Husband She Brags About 6-month marriage transformation program is for you. Within this, you are going to learn to master the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system, the proven system, along with coaching from me, high accountability from other marriage transforming heroes just like you. It's based on 3 simple steps. Number 1, hack out what is not working in your marriage. Number 2, implement what's proven to work. That is the entire marriage mastery system, the Be the Husband She Brags About way. Number 3, live your have it all happily ever after marriage out as you wish on your terms. To implement now, sign up to the email list at kingsoffreedom.me. You will find a link in the podcast episode description. Signing up to that email list, you'll get the free 15 Simple Habits to Be the Husband She Brags About ebook, as well as following on weekly discoveries as to how to join up to the 6-month marriage transformation program.